2 Kings, chapter 16. In the 17th year of Pekah the son of Remaliah, Ahaz the son of Jotham king of Judah began to reign. Ahaz was 20 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem, and he did not do that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh his God, like David his father. But he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, yes, and made his son to pass through the fire, according to the disgusting behaviors of the nations, whom Yahweh cast out from before the sons of Israel. And he sacrificed and burned incense in the high places, and on the hills, and under every green tree. Then Rezin king of Syria and Pekah son of Remaliah king of Israel came up to Jerusalem to war, and they besieged Ahaz, but could not overcome him. At that time Rezin king of Syria recovered Eleth to Syria, and drove the Jews from Eleth, and the Edomites came to Eleth, and dwelt there, to this day. So Ahaz sent messengers to Tiglath-Pileser king of Assyria, saying, I am your slave and your son, come up, and save me out of the hand of the king of Syria, and out of the hand of the king of Israel, who rise up against me. And Ahaz took the silver and gold that was found in the house of Yahweh, and in the treasures of the king's house, and sent it for a present to the king of Assyria. And the king of Assyria listened to him, and the king of Assyria went up against Damascus, and took it, and carried the people of it captive to Kir, and slew Rezin, and king Ahaz went to Damascus to meet Tiglath-Pileser king of Assyria, and saw the altar that was at Damascus, and king Ahaz sent to Uriah the priest the fashion of the altar, and the pattern of it, according to all its workmanship. And Uriah the priest built an altar, according to all that King Ahaz had sent from Damascus, so Uriah the priest made it against the coming of King Ahaz from Damascus. And when the king came from Damascus, the king saw the altar, and the king drew near to the altar, and offered on it. And he burned his burnt offering and his meal offering, and poured his drink offering, and sprinkled the blood of his peace offerings, on the altar. And the bronze altar, which was before Yahweh, he brought from the forefront of the house, from between his altar and the house of Yahweh, and put it on the north side of his altar. And King Ahaz commanded Uriah the priest, saying, On the great altar burn the morning burnt offering, and the evening meal offering, and the king's burnt offering, and his meal offering, with the burnt offering of all the people of the land, and their meal offering, and their drink offerings, and sprinkle on it all the blood of the burnt offering, and all the blood of the sacrifice, but the bronze altar will be for me to inquire by. Thus did Uriah the priest, according to all that King Ahaz commanded. And King Ahaz cut off the panels of the bases, and removed the basin from off them, and took down the sea from off the bronze oxen that were under it, and put it on a pavement of stone. And the covered way for the Sabbath that they had built in the house, and the king's entry outside, he turned to the house of Yahweh, because of the king of Assyria. Now the rest of the acts of Ahaz which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And Ahaz slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, and Hezekiah his son reigned in his stead.